Isaiah in that passage, which was written many, many, many years ago, talks about walking in darkness. And he obviously thinks and says that walking in darkness is a bad thing to do. It's very sad to know that people are walking in darkness. But actually, as I read that, I thought, actually, I rather like going for a walk in the dark sometimes. There's a cemetery just down the road from us, and not everybody's discovered it, because it's quite well hidden away. It's rather lovely, actually, Woodbury Park Cemetery. It's a lovely place in the daytime, but actually, at the end of the day, if it's been a busy day, I quite like, quite late at night, to take the dog out. And because it's a little bit dark, and he likes running around and chasing squirrels and things, I take this little collar with me and put it on him, and it's rather good, and it flashes. You probably can't really see that, but it's sort of flashing collar. In fact, why not? Vicar in a dog collar, that'll make a change, won't it? So there we are, Vicar in a flashing dog collar. And if our dog Rollo is wearing this, then I can't really see him, but I can see this little green light zooming all around the cemetery, and it's rather fun. Helps me to know where he is. So I rather like going out in the dark. But, of course, it's not really dark when I go there, because I can still see pretty much what's going on. And being really in darkness, that's actually quite a frightening thing. I don't know if you've ever been somewhere which is really, really dark. If you're out in the country, it's a really dark night, there's no light, you've no torch. It can really be really quite frightening if you're a long way from home and on your own. Or maybe up a mountain or up a hill, and it's dark and it's nighttime and you got lost. It's really quite frightening being in darkness. And Isaiah talks about people walking, that means living really in darkness. But you don't actually have to go off to a mountain and get lost to get frightened. Actually, fears can come to us in the night, can't they, in the dark? It's funny how much more worrying worries can be at 3 o'clock in the morning somehow. I think we all know what it is to be a bit worried by the dark. There was a youngster who was talking with his dad, and he said, "Dad, are you frightened of anything?" And Dad said, "Well, not really, I don't think so." And really, Dad? "Yeah, I don't think I'm frightened of anything, really." "What, so nobody frightens you?" No, not me. "So just Mum." Isaiah talks about darkness and fears. And if we're walking in the dark, we can be worried. And the Bible tells us that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And unless he is at the center of life for us, then darkness in one way or another will tend to be our story. You see, we're all a bit like this Christmas tree. I don't know if you've thought of it like that. This is a very lovely tree. Thank you so much to those who've risked their necks by going and climbing up ladders to put baubles and things on the top. It's a very, very fine tree and beautifully decorated, so thank you for that. It's a lovely tree. Do you like it? It wouldn't be quite the same. We always like a really nice big tree. It's a fantastic size, this one, isn't it? Wonderful. Who likes Christmas trees? Who's got a Christmas tree up at home? Already? Have you got it decorated already? Yeah, well done. Okay, well, ours is up, but it's not decorated yet. You know, it looks absolutely lovely, but you know the trouble? It's got a problem, this tree. Do you know what its problem is? This tree's got a problem. It's dead. Sorry about that. But actually, in order to bring it in here, somebody had to cut it off at the roots, and then it looks lovely at the moment. Gradually, it's going to change over a period of time. And in fact, through our letterbox just the other day came the Borough Council's local telling us what's going on this time of year and that kind of thing. And it includes how to recycle or dispose of your Christmas tree. And it's very lovely, but actually its future is not good. And we're all a bit like that, really. Even celebrities and people who get all the attention in life, not really very different, because what happens later on? Well, unless God is at the center, we're all on a sort of downward path in the darkness. And somebody might say, "Well, does that mean there's nowhere I can turn?" Well, no, wonderfully, that's what Christmas is reminding us. Indeed, there is somewhere we can turn. God has had a wonderful plan for hundreds of years, thousands of years. In fact, the Bible tells us that he had it even before the world came into existence. That's a mind-boggling thought. He knew what he was going to do to deliver us from the darkness and the worries about what lies around the corner, however pretty life may look at the moment. Where's it all going in the end? God had his plan. Promise of the ages, God had his plan all along. What a wonderful plan that his son should come into the world. Now that verse that we looked at, verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 9, talks twice about darkness, but it also talks twice about light. And light, of course, is what you need if you are in the dark. Now, Somebody once said that life without Christ, before they became a Christian, came to know him as king and friend forever, it was a bit like living in a darkened room but having a box of matches. And every now and again they'd do something to brighten up the darkness. So they'd strike a match, and for a moment the room would be sort of full of light. They might go to a panto or have a party or something or other, but it didn't last very long. And then they'd wait for another one, and then something else they'd do would brighten life up, but it never went on for very long, and the darkness would come back. But they said, when Jesus came into my life, the whole room was flooded with light. And Isaiah tells us that it's not just any old light, it's a great light, and it has dawned. I don't know if you've watched the dawn recently. I did this morning. There wasn't much sun, but there was some bit of light around. And tell you what, I did something which you might think is rather stupid. I stood by the window as the light began to come up above the trees. I told it to go away. I said, stop! Go away. Stop being light. Dawn. I don't want you to be day today. Go away. Go back the way you came. And surprise, surprise, it just carried on coming. It didn't listen to me. Rather like Canute trying to turn the waves back. It didn't. Because it doesn't. Once dawn has started, there's no stopping it. And it goes on to a full day. And the Bible tells us that with the coming of Jesus into the world, light has dawned. And there's nothing anyone can do to stop it going till full day. And the Bible also tells us that the light of Jesus shines even in the darkness today. And the light has never been able to put it out. So that's what Isaiah says. A great light has dawned. And if we're in the darkness, light is what we need. He also talks about government. I don't know if you noticed that. If you've got a service sheet, can you just look back there and see what he says about government? There are a couple of things there. Interestingly, he mentions government at the moment. There are a couple of things that he says about the government. One in verse 6 and one in verse 7. Who can be the quickest to tell me, spot what we learn about the government here? Where will it be, for one thing? Who can see that? Somebody tell me. Where will it be? Yep. Yeah, it says the government will be on Jesus' shoulders. That's interesting. We'll come back to that. What's the other thing that it says? Yeah, Ben?
Of the greatness of his
government. Yes, well done. And at the beginning of verse 7, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be what?
No end.
No end. It will go on forever. It's going to be government with a difference. There's a lot of talk about government at the moment in our country. I wonder who's going to be Prime Minister in 2019. Here are some possible options. Well, there's a lady with a red coat who might still be here. Who knows? Not everybody's quite sure. There's another man at the top right who seems to want to take over. And Sandy Toksvig might be interested. Who can say? I don't think it'll be Donald Trump in the bottom left. But, you know, he's a very ambitious man. He may want to be our Prime Minister as well. I'm not quite sure who that is next to him. He's not a very likely candidate. Joe Brand, well, you know, anything goes these days. And, of course, our own Greg Clark in the bottom right. And the top left, we've got a cricketer. Well, there's an ex-cricketer running Pakistan. Why can't we have an ex-cricketer running the UK? Well, we don't know, do we? Nobody knows who's going to be the next PM. But whoever it is, they're not going to be Prime Minister for very long, and certainly not forever. It doesn't happen like that. Prime Ministers come and go. None of them is there without end. What about kings and queens? Who's going to be the next king or queen? I mean, our queen is wonderful. We all know she's a most wonderful lady. Whether you like monarchy or not, you can't help loving the queen. She's just wonderful. But even she's not going to be here forever. She's going to be with Jesus when she dies. She's a real lovely, believing lady. But who's going to come along after her? Probably one of these. Who can work out the order of succession in line to the throne? Okay, who's first? Who's the most? Who's likely? Who's expected to succeed? Yeah, no, yeah. And we're all being very quiet today. Who's likely to succeed the Queen? Come on, children, you're much brighter than the adults this morning. Yeah, all right, a minute. Prince William, I don't think he's going to be first. Who's more likely? Yeah? Who's next? Yep. Yeah, Prince Charles is the next in line to the throne. That's absolutely right. And then who comes after him? If he's not alive for some reason then, who comes next? Anybody know? Who comes next? Oh, you're very cautious this morning. Somebody be brave. Who's of that lot that comes next? There's a big hand. Yep, right at the back. Yep. Yes, you there. Yes? If Mum can shout it out for me. William. Yes, you're absolutely right. I was pausing for a moment. You're absolutely right. William is next in line for the throne. And who is next after him? Ah, now that's slightly more difficult, isn't it? Here's a hand up. Who is next? Who's next after Prince William? Prince George. Is she right? Yes, she is right. You're absolutely right. Prince George is next, followed by Princess Charlotte, and then Prince Louis, and poor old Harry, he brings up the rear as number six, so he hasn't got much chance, has he? He's probably rather grateful, actually, but anyway, be that as it may. But they last a bit longer than prime ministers, of course, because you don't get voted in to be king or queen, you're just there. And then once you're there, you stay there. But even they don't last forever. But our Bible verse tells us that let's just have a look at verse 7 again there. If you've got that, just look at that with me. Verse 7 says, of the greatness and of his government and peace, there will be no end. And later on, from that time on and forever, Jesus is going to be king. And as we were singing, not just king, but king and friend for those who put their trust in him. How marvelous to know that even if you're in the darkness, there's always a friend who's there with you, who promises, I'll never leave you and never let you down. That is the friend that Jesus is, the light in the darkness, for those who put their trust in him. Just one last thought. I just want to go back to that phrase. I think it'll come up on the screen here at the heart of what Isaiah said in those words. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, which is a way of saying that Jesus has been entrusted with running the world in which we live. God the Father has given to his Son the government and laid it on his shoulders. We look around our world, maybe around our country, maybe further afield, and we don't always have great confidence in whether they're going to do a good job. A lot of worries and concerns about that. But we need have no worry or concern about who's really behind it all, even about the things which puzzle us and may distress us. Because God has promised that the government will be on Jesus' shoulders. He must have very broad shoulders to have the government of the world. But he does. And he's not only been given it, he is well able to carry the needs of the world. And our needs too, if we put our lives in his hands. His shoulders are very, very broad. And there is nothing that is too hard for him. Marvelous to know that if you're in the darkness, the one who walks with you is the one who is the light of the world. And the government is on his shoulders. If our lives are in Jesus' hands, they are safe with him. And nothing at the end of the day can harm us. We can trust him that he will do all things well.